Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus, and I want to read to you today from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting in verse 50. And the Apostle Paul is discussing here the resurrection body, and folks kind of questioning in Corinth, what does resurrection really look like? And there were some competing ideas about, can you really be raised bodily versus do you just, you know, get raised and have like a soul, like a wispy kind of ethereal existence? And Paul is saying, no, we get a new body, a better body, an imperishable body. Listen to what he says. I declare to you, brothers and sisters, that flesh and blood, and he's talking about the old body, right? This body, the one that is dying, cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. And when the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true, death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. When I read this passage, there were two thoughts that came to mind. One was a book that I read a number of years ago called The Great Divorce by C.S. Lewis, along with, kind of simultaneous to that, the cartoons I would watch as a kid from Tom and Jerry. This sounds weird, but there's this thing that I've called it Tom and Jerry heaven over the years. I had a picture of heaven in my head as a kid, where I think, you know, Tom and Jerry, they would like die in the shows, and then it would show them floating on clouds playing harps. And that was sort of my picture of heaven, right? Was, okay, that's what heaven looks like. And I remember as a kid kind of being scared of that, in the sense of, man, what a terrible existence if that's what heaven is. You die and then you don't really have like a body. You just kind of float around and you like sit on a cloud and play a harp. That sounds incredibly boring. And then I read The Great Divorce by C.S. Lewis, and let me be real clear here. C.S. Lewis says this in his book. It's an illustration. It's a story about heaven and hell, and he does not say, like, this is exactly what heaven is like. But his depiction of heaven in that book talked about and showed this reality that heaven is not less substantial, that our bodies in heaven are not less substantial. It's actually more substantial. It's the imperishable. It's the spiritual body. And he depicts the human body, the bodies we have now, the perishable ones, as sort of the wispy, ethereal ones, and the heavenly bodies as the more substantial ones. The people who didn't have an imperishable body, who didn't have the resurrection body, he depicts them not even being able to bend the blades of grass in heaven. And I read that, and I went back to the scriptures and was like, I mean, is this true? Is this the true depiction in some ways of heaven, that it's more substantial? It's not just floating around on a cloud? And it is. You read this, and the Apostle Paul, right before this, describes dying and being raised to the grave sort of like a seed, where he says, right, the body that is sown is perishable, but it's raised imperishable. And it's raised in glory. It was sown in weakness, but it's raised in power. And when you read the scriptures and you see what does resurrection life, what is the resurrection body, what is it like? Obviously, there's a lot of mystery to it, but I mean, the answer is it's better. And we are with the Lord, and we have real bodies, imperishable bodies, which led me to the second thing I thought about. I thought about Revelation 21. And in there, there's a passage where it talks about the return of Jesus and the new kingdom, the new heaven and the new earth. And it says, God wipes away every tear from their eyes, and there's no more crying, no more pain, no more sorrow, for the former things have passed away. For the former things have passed away. And I was sitting with a guy even this week in our church who lost his wife some time ago to cancer. And he was just talking about how he said he hates death. And I think that's appropriate as a believer, right? To look at what death has done, what it does, and to say, yeah, I hate death. And also to have this incredible hope that where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? It's been swallowed up in the victory of Christ. We just celebrated Easter Sunday. We're celebrating the resurrection. We are celebrating that we have a Savior who has experienced that death in our place, defeated it, and rose victorious from the grave. And Jesus said, because he lives, we too will live. Death has been swallowed up by the victory of Jesus. I want to just take a moment, and I want to pray for you, and I want to encourage you to celebrate that today. Celebrate the hope we have in Christ. Father, we thank you for your goodness, for your power. Jesus, we thank you for your sacrifice on the cross and for the empty tomb, for the hope that we have in the resurrection. And Jesus, thank you that by your Holy Spirit, you make these things real to us. Thank you for giving us that hope and for our future with you. God, we look forward and we long for that day. And we say, come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Will you take some time just to reflect on that and take some time to pray?